Blog Talk Radio.
Are there some of you out here who have worked on a farm or a farm workers? Some of you know how you're going to turn the plant, plant all the seeds, some things that obviously already have to be strawberries. And I worked on a farm for a couple of years. City guy, city person. I worked in a locale of full weeds of harvest corn and some other, many other things. So, and hard work. Louisiana was hard work back there then. But it was all honest work. You know, I respect, you know, I have a whole lot of respect for the farmers with this. Well, today's list is the 9th chapter of Abigail, verse 35 to 40. And this is about, so I'm reading from the news, but I've never been to the news. This is about giving. Hearing everything, which it saw the crowd that compassionately to do the last help action for that mission. And he said to the friend, the harvest is plentiful, the labor is fruitful. Therefore, as Lord, how is it about labor today on verse 36? If you read it again, it saw the crowds, he had compassion on them. But they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Now, when I read this, I thought about our situation today with coronavirus. Everything has been kind of turned upside down. Restaurants closed, schools closed, libraries closed. Everyone has to wear a mask. Like children can't go out to playgrounds. And as it's gone on, people are angry, bitter, stressed, not knowing what's going to happen next. Also see a lot of people are homeless. No, they're all homeless for the health of the person. People are feeling shut down. People who were sent to work, a lot of them, and it didn't matter what day they were coming. You know, went downtown or something, up to our road. But also, you have other people kind of feel estranged from their fellow humans, like, where are they? a physical disability. You know, one of the most important things that one contacts with another person can be together. A lot of sharing, a lot of things that they have to face at the education that I'm doing this is of how important. Now you have to go out there and do it. And even after all this is over, still going to feel lost. Feel strange. Ugly. So, of course, they find out that they're not successful, you know, the problem is less than sad to say, it's true. You go to verse 37, and it says, they said the disciples of one for the great persecution. Therefore, I ask the Lord of the house to not wait for you. It's harvest. I wonder if there's plenty limp to out there. You're a medic. I think about the people in nursing homes. Right now, they've been all the hit homes. Many of the people who are guided are in nursing. But I look at another, take it as a sentence. How many of those people, even before all this, you know, they felt alone, they felt oppressed, they felt ignored, they felt abandoned. And one thing I've seen in recent years, and I'm very happy that many don't, isn't even a person. Some interact with children, some people, the residents interact with children, each generation, which is very important. And I think it's more about it due to now. I think one of the anxieties, lack of generation interaction. But it was time that you have grandparents, parents, and children. That we had had from nearby. That's kind of what kind of gone. That as a wonderful system. Farmer, you know, the farmer plants all his seed, plants flocks, and he wishes to grow them again at a certain time, he's ready for harvest. With the outbreak of the virus, you know, a lot of laborers weren't able to really farm the virus corn. So many farmers had plow their crops in the ground. So they're rotting right in the soil. That's really sad. It's sad. I could go into what should have been done, you know, but that's a story for another day. So the farmer didn't have enough labor. So it is in a lot of other places. In a lot of places don't have enough. Not only, you know, I look at them, a lot of hospital workers. Hospital workers. They're doing what they sell over. Our hospital workers did not go out. It's very, very stressful time. I'm frustrated or tired for this week. my spirit. Therapists, people who are into things that help person out, get back, reinvigorate a lot of more needed. So if I'm telling anybody to get no meditation, I would say, maybe a Tai Chi thing like that, but where did that be? Or any more labeling for the church? Not only the Baptist. I help man anything. Only no lack of places. They have no lack of places. Do they have to help man? So it's not the apostles living out of the spirits. I remember during that time when leprosy, and a terrible skin disease. And they were leprosy without cats, without exception, family, and their talents. And they were through the spirits. Could have been about could have been spiritual. There were all sorts of ailments. Oh, when I lived in those stories, and I think it's disabled, but and all those beauty, and about the options on by their talent, yeah? And you know, you didn't have such a service, anything like that, so you had to do more lessons. Yes, but you get some of that too. And you need a language, you need all kinds of it. And aside, I like to point out that whatever talent you have, you know, it doesn't have to be a fear. For some people, it would be a first. Some people would be the best. Some people would go with counseling, curious counseling. You know, some people are very good in organizing. I'm heartened to see that a lot of young people are taking that step forward and organize, because we have many problems in the country right now. So there are many people who take the time. And being one world citizen, one thing I really love Jesus for is that compassion for the crime. I don't know if it's going to be. He had a woman that died, you know. There was some words about that. So there was some conversation about that at your sin. That kind of tied it to know, you're it's kind of the same thing with how it's been transferred to that. Find out your sexuality or gender, but oh, you're a sinner. Yeah, well, listen, everybody's a sinner. Doesn't matter, straight, gay, lesbian, whatever. We got all of that. Everybody's a sinner. And that's why Jesus died on the cross. It all be reconciled. Not the mind itself inside Jesus. So everything about why, but I love, you know, that you read verse back to verse. If we ask the Lord of the heart of salvation, well, there are a lot of talents and a lot of people, so it's just going to be a site of their relationship. But if not, and the same call is not for them. There are a lot of them that brought their own other things and helped them. Whatever abilities that you have, whatever abilities that you put, they're all valuable. What the act does see, and that it's being done, so being done, when they prepare. One of the things about prayer is just to get to do. Then if you didn't meet gender, you all will reach if they have. Maybe it might be just not as well as speaking, or writing, or teaching, which is another generation. Maybe three children. I know a lot of, I've read stories of older people who enjoyed reading food for the children's energy, just hope it's invigorating them. And to see if it's one generation, that generation passed. If one of the two, transgeneration theory, where you have different generations, you have to know you. And then we have the harvest, all the other big harvest. And it's getting bigger. You have to get it bigger. After the COVID virus and all the stuff, we still don't have homes. We still have nursing. We still don't have health. We got health. We got violent substance abuse. We feel hungry. LGBT. We count in. Spiritual. That's going to be here after all this is over. When the labels, are there labels out there? Yes. Are people going to take up the mantle of the world's labels? When I get involved with something, you know, get really involved with something, I like to be a part of it. You know, talking to the boys, I like to be part of the solution. Sadly, I think a lot of what we have now is we have two nations, two groups, people that that some of us just won't talk to each other. Why? Because it has a drive. You're a problem. Everybody. And when you have a harvest, when the crop has a harvest, you're looking at you to get it. And guess laborers, it is the hand of the moon and the farm. It's the same thing in Christ. Well, there are places where people learn to help. Go back to that verse 13. All this is possible. It sure is. It sure is. I have no people in the floor. The labor is free. If you have a company, you go sometimes. Is there a neighbor that you know they need some food running out of? We have a neighbor, somebody just sit there and talk, share. Out there now, because one through the laborers, now it's freedom. The harvest is out there. And it's true that you have to do that while picking up the panel. That is freedom. And whatever God has in store for us to do, let's do it harder with Him. Because whatever you do, you know, it's not to be a thing. I think one of the most wonderful things is at harvest time, having worked on the farm, you know, all the harvesting and everything is done, look at all the work that we did. And look at the lives and such. So, be mindful of what you're doing. Think about it. Be one of those vipers that are fishing. Be a source of courage. And this is it. In our episode, this is Kennedy, you're speaking of Fran's experience. I encourage you to think about this. From that, chapter 9, verse 35, 38, and then 3, chapter 10, verse 1, verse. So who knows if it's spare time? Think about it. Think about what? Think about these all the problems out there. Think about areas where in the neighborhood there's the neighborhood. And other things and other folks who are next. God bless you. Amen.